This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
When you have high tide in the morning, and that's why tomorrow morning, Thursday, is when people here are going to start worrying about storm surge. Because storm surge, even though the storm is not tracking to come close enough to the west coast of Florida down low, we are still going to get like 50 or 46 mile an hour winds, and that will push the storm during a high tide to make it higher. So I may have to go out and do another video where I go out in my shorts with my hose. Remember, that one had like a 500,000 views, where I'm out hosing off the boat while the water is just higher than the boat. The boat is actually above the dock. Mm-hmm. So I may have to make one of those other great videos that gets a lot of, you know, you can make a really serious video. You go out and do stuff like that, that's what blows up on social media. Yes. That's how you monetize yourself.
A man and his hose.
Man and his hose. Yes, wasn't that the sequel to the Ernest Hemingway classic, The Old Man and the Sea?
Why would you even cover that?
Speaking of the tide being high, Tony, the tide will play Georgia on Saturday night. Alabama, Georgia, 7:45. Go ahead.
Now, George, listen, you know, I'm an Alabama guy because my oldest son was born in Birmingham, A.J. Bruno Sr., junior. He's not a junior, though.
I'm concerned, though, because this game's going to be on ABC, and Donald Trump will be in attendance, and rumor has it that the ABC broadcasters will cut into the game to fact-check Trump live from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, well, what's-his-face be there? David Muir. From the number one 6 o'clock anchor to be having lower ratings than I can't think of anybody with lower ratings right now. By the way, you see Paramount has blown up its operation today. Mm-hmm. They fired the anchor who would fly. They're all these big companies. Paramount Plus is now Paramount Minus. They just blew up that whole thing too. Yeah. It's a bloodbath out there. From day one, it's been a bloodbath.
You can't say that.
Wait till that gets taken out of context.
Yeah. And
clipped. By the way, do you guys have the cut? I was thinking, whenever I hear something, I immediately think, the guys at 1210, Nick Cale's got to get this. We got to get the Joe Biden saying, who's next?
Who's next?
We had that the other day when who's he was next? Introducing the Prime Minister of India.
He does.
Who's next?
There it is. I thought it was louder than that.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Pot it up a little higher, Stocker. Here we go.
Three, two, one.
Who's next?
As loud as it goes.
Sorry. There it is. Come on, Jimmy Kelly. You have one job.
I thought he was more angry than that.
Yeah, no, I got the new Trump on the board, too.
Get up, Harry. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. By the way, we have breaking news at this hour. Yeah.
What do we have?
Just announced from MSNBC Public Relations, Vice President Harris, guess who she will be joining on MSNBC in Pittsburgh let's see.
Who will it be?
Tonight on MSNBC.
We have no idea.
Stephanie Ruhle, who went on Bill Maher's show this past weekend and said she doesn't have to answer any questions. So now all of a sudden, Harris is going to join Stephanie Ruhle in Pittsburgh for her first one-on-one network interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. And by the way, it's actually going to be taped, and then they'll show it tonight at 7 o'clock after they edit it down all afternoon to try to make her sound smart.
And how bad does this look for her that she's doing another taped interview on the same day where I would imagine within the next two-hour window, Joe Biden will be live on The View.
Yes. Today. Well, he's going to say, who's next?
Who's next?
Well, I can see Joe on The
hello,
View.
Hello, hello, hello.
They're looking around, and Joe's like, who's next?
Yes.
Who's next? And then they all look at each other, and who's next? So how about that? Stephanie Ruhle was on Bill Maher basically saying that she doesn't have to do anything, and now all of a sudden she's going to go on and get interviewed by her. So that means that she doesn't have to ask her any questions.
Yep.
Is she going to press her for answers
when
she just admitted that there's no reason for her to do interviews? If there's no reason for her to do interviews, why is MSNBC now all of a sudden boasting about it's her first one-on-one interview?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me they're not cooking the books. They're making gravy. They're turning garbage into, no, they're turning gold into garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what they're doing. That's the power of the mainstream media and the corruptness behind it. Lastly, I got to get your thoughts on what's happening in Florida. We found out yesterday and 2 days ago that DeSantis says that it's, you know, their duty.
Duty.
To investigate this whole situation, and the federal agencies, the alphabet agencies, the FBI, the Secret Service, on down the list, not being as open with whatever information they have. I mean, this is why the American people, Tony, do not trust these agencies. Trump's had two assassination attempts. Now we find out that the second guy, his kid, gets arrested for having child pornography. We read you the letter a few days ago. And then Trump had to again post last night on Truth Social and on X that it's Iran that's out to get him. And they have a hit team potentially in our country right now that could kill him.
Yeah, I mean, the way the Department of Justice has handled this, you know, they don't release any of the manifestos of these killers who are shooting up schools because, you know, most of them have been trans lately. So they refuse to release those manifestos. But within days, you know, you got what's this fake Merrick Garland out there talking about, well, we have to release this stuff. Why do you have to release that to the public? It doesn't make any sense. You're telling what this guy's doing. And by the way, how would a guy who's broke offer a $150,000 bounty on the next person who maybe can go out there and kill Trump for real?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Where is he getting that from? We were told the guy made $3,000.
And DeSantis is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's a federal crime, and now they tacked on attempted assassination.
Yep.
So this guy's never getting out of jail. And so the bottom line is the government seems to care about releasing secret information about ongoing investigations only when it suits their cause.
Mm-hmm.
And Merrick Garland, that's why Trump has to win. And again, Kamala Harris should never be anywhere near a McDonald's. She should be working the fry room in McDonald's.
Stop.
She should be over the hot oil and make sure when the beeper goes off, it comes up. She gets those fries, puts some salt on it, and throws it in. That's her qualification. Because Garland and all these people, they all have to go. This is the only way you clean this out. If Kamala Harris wins, all these clowns, the Pete Buttigieg's, they all stay in power.
Yep.
All these DEI hires stay in power.
Yep, you're right.
Mayor Pete!
Gotta get Mayor Pete out. I agree.
Mayor Pete!
Here's what you have to do. If you want Mayor Pete and these people out,
Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch. You're going to vote for Trump today, Harry.
By the way, the House
Task
Force...
By the way, I can't wait to hear Kamala Harris say, I grew up a middle-class kid. I was raised... It's even in her ads now. That's her whole thing. You know, I'm looking for... What's the economy we want here? Hopes and dreams, big dreams and aspirations.
Opportunity economy.
Yep. An opportunity economy.
Yes, indeed.
Don't we have an opportunity economy?
Yeah.
It's called, you get a job, you got an opportunity, and you make money.
What were you saying, Don?
That's what an opportunity.
Yeah, Don, you were going
to
say
just
something?
To your point about today, this is an unclassified briefing from the FBI. This is the House Task Force investigating the two assassination attempts against Trump, not just involving the 94-pager that we've got more information on on Butler, Pennsylvania, but as well the Florida one. So we expect that today and tomorrow they're having all of these reveals. We're going to learn more, to your point earlier.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to stonewall, and I hate the word stonewall because listen, I love stonewalls. Being an Italian, you know, we used to build stonewalls. You know, the Pope has stonewalls around him as he's telling everybody to let people into their country, and the Pope's out there not letting anybody into the Vatican. But enough about that. But one last thing about Kamala Harris, not going to the to the dinner, which is the Catholic dinner put on by the Archbishop of New York, or the Cardinal, whatever his name is, Cardinal Dolan. Is that his name?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Al Davis dinner.
Yeah, not the Al Davis. That's the former coach of the Raiders and the former owner of the Raiders. And the Raiders will not be back. They will not be back.
Al Smith
dinner.
Al Smith.
You're all thinking sports.
The Raiders.
Let's get it back to the Raiders.
As Al Davis used to say, one thing we must establish early in the game, that the quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard.
Who's next? They're reporting that Trump will attend Al Smith Charity
Dinner. And it's right in his wheelhouse.
Exactly.
It's perfect for him. And that's the thing.
No, because all the candidates do it. Hillary and Trump did it, and they were poking jokes.
They were
Kamala
funny.
Harris can't even ad lib a funny line.
Right.
She would have to have a problem. You know, people aren't talking about this. During that Oprah debacle last week, she was reading from a prompter. Did you see that? Did you cover that stuff?
Yeah. Was she really?
She was reading from a prompter.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Oprah at that moment, she's thinking, dang, I should have run.
Yeah.
That's what Oprah's thinking.
Yeah,
I should become friends with Trump again.
Could have won. I mean, that's what Oprah's thinking.
Oh, yes. Well, we said this. I said if Oprah would run, she would win.
She would win.
If Michelle Obama would
run,
Michelle would have won.
But Kamala is not either one of them. That's the problem with the whole equation, is they're trying to make it out like she's Michelle or she's Oprah, and she's not. And that's the thing, you know, you talk about she can't ad-lib, which is why the Al Smith thing would not work for her. But, you know, all we ever see from her is laughing and giggling. So you would say, oh, okay, on the surface, that's probably a comfortable setting for her. But I don't think her people even want to unleash her in that setting because it would only work against her. Mm-hmm. And what does that say about her? If she can't handle that setting, she's never going to go on an interview.
If people can't see this by now, if you still think that she's qualified to run the president, the biggest country on earth, the most important country on earth, the most powerful country on earth, then you need to get your head examined.
I agree.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing that she has a chance to be the president of the United States, not just because she's a woman. I mean, Hillary Clinton was more qualified than she is.
Sure.
And that's why Hillary's out there pimping her, because she wants a gig. She wants a gig in this administration. That's why.
But don't you think also, though, deep down inside, that Hillary, from a vengeful, spiteful side, does not want to see Kamala win and do something that she could not do? Because you still know it chaps Hillary's keister that she lost 8 years ago to Trump.
Now, that's a bad visual, Nick. Hillary chapped. Hillary Keister, right. Just looking at her face, is chapped enough.
Yeah. Oh,
and then you have her husband and his...
that burns his old droopy nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Jenna. All right, Bruno, we got to get out of here.
I got to give Stocker credit for the drops today. I mean, he is on point today. On point.
That's all Nick Hale. That is all Nick Hale.
Oh, Nick, you're firing the drop-ins?
Yeah, I've got a whole new board I'm in love with right now.
Radio 101.
The only thing we need, and I haven't heard today, as we get ready for his tropical storm surge, cyclone, is mustard. I need mustard today from my governor.
We're praying for you guys.
Mustard.
Mustard.
Mustard. Now, we'll be okay. And, you know, I'll be on my social media accounts doing live updates. I'll be on Fox 4, Wink, whatever channel you need me to go on to. You'll find me in a parking lot filling sandbags this afternoon. I'll
be
filling sandbags
at a
Publix near you. Winn-Dixie, Publix, wherever you are, I'll help you fill up your sandbags.
How's the house coming, by the way?
It's moving along. We got to get this dried in before these storms come.
Yeah.
But we got most of the windows in, the second floor, all the framing's done. So now I need your contributions. I want everybody to reach down deep in and send me $5. If everybody listening sends me $5, I could buy a couple of ceiling fans.
All right. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, guys. Great
job.
Good night, everybody.
Love you, Miss Robin.
Good night, guys. John Fetterman, Eagles. Yeah. And Eagles. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there he is, Tony Bruno.
He couldn't hit a bull's ass with a bass fiddle.
Oh, jeez.
A morning mystery movie clip coming up in about 6 minutes.
You guys, speaking of the Eagles this weekend, did you see Tom Brady is going to be in the announce booth for the Eagles Bucks?
Tom Brady's looking fabulous.
No, boy, look at you.
How would you grade him so far, Dawn, through 3 weeks?
His looks? He's looking good.
Grade whatever you want.
I listen to our local guys.
I listen to you.
But
Merrill and Mike, right?
Yes, I love, Merrill and Mike. I listen to them, but Tom is a little eye candy. Mm. I mean, he's looking good.
Yeah.
So I like to look at him, and then I listen to our guys.
Yeah. What's Larry think about that? Larry okay with that?
They've been married 100 years. He doesn't care.
It's like, will you bring me some more of those wings?
Look at whoever you want.
Right, you can look at it. Yeah.
Just bring me wings.
I look like Tom Dawn, but I've been doing the WIP with Mike for 52 years.
Has it been 52 years?
Seems like it. All right, let's get to some of the news, some of the stories.
Let's break first.
On the other side after the movie clip.
Just like you thought.
As we continue, Kaylin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Time for Dawn Stensel and Big 3 at 9:23.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9, sponsored by Indeed. Today, the FBI will deliver an unclassified briefing before the House Task Force investigating the two assassination attempts against former President Donald J. Trump. And so this panel ramping up its probe into the attempted assassinations of Trump, scheduled to hold their first hearing tomorrow. So this briefing by the FBI, which again is unclassified, so we will learn new details today. We learned new details yesterday afternoon late about all of this, some shocking new details and headlines we've been talking about this morning. But members of this House panel weighing a trip to Florida later this week as well, to visit the actual site of the second attempt, they say, on Trump's life. And that is, we learn more about the attempt on Trump's life here in Butler, Pennsylvania. And in that one, the headline is that the lead Secret Service agent did indeed have some red flags there, did not share them. That's the headline of that report that came out just yesterday afternoon. As far as the visit by one President Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, here in Pennsylvania, we talked about this before, that the Ukrainian leader had visited that factory here in Pennsylvania over the weekend, surrounded by Democrats, leading Democrats, including Governor Josh Shapiro, including Senate Democrat Bob Casey Jr., who is obviously fighting in a very close race against Republican Dave McCormick. And so all of these Democrats here flanking Zelensky, on one hand, they're concerned that Shapiro was signing with a Sharpie some of the ballistics that presumably would go on to be used against Russia, kill Russians. There is a national security issue. But as far as this House GOP, the members, they're investigating the visit and asking whether or not taxpayer dollars were used to facilitate the visit, which would, they say, violate federal laws and ethical guidelines, because they claim that this was a campaign visit.
I was just going to say, how is this not foreign election interference? The guy that's been funneled hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in weaponry is openly campaigning on our country's turf for one political administration. Has that ever happened before?
That's the claim here. And that's what they're clearly irked about. Now, they've pushed back on it, but these are nine Republican lawmakers, so this is not bipartisan, raising these concerns that Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, obviously flew in a C-17 military aircraft, received Secret Service protection. So this hits a sore spot because of the above story that I talked about.
Yeah, with Trump.
And they say that foreign leaders routinely fly in U.S. military aircraft while traveling within the U.S., but they've now directed their request for information to the inspectors general of the Defense and Justice Departments. So this could have serious ramifications.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And then hitting a lot of nerves on a lot of different levels. And this, as Zelensky, you know, we've learned, will go home with another at least third of $1 billion and the weapons that we've talked about.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to come all the way over to American soil and not leave with a bag again, do you?
So a lot to unwrap here as we talk about it. But here's what we can look forward to tomorrow morning and Friday morning on Kale & Company. We're going to have a lot of new stuff to unpack as far as all of these investigations that are coming to light. So we'll talk about all of that.
And a good cut sheet tomorrow, too.
Yes.
Kamala and Joe doing great television press conferences and interviews.
Yeah, one on tape, which is the vice president, but the live one will be Joe Biden.
Yeah, the guy that, you know, his cognitive abilities have slipped. He's able to go on The View.
Yes.
Take all those fastballs and those hard-hitting questions he's going to get peppered with.
And once again, ABC in the spotlight.
Yeah.
We also have, I'll just turn you to the Eagles.
Yeah.
And Tony Bruno alluded to this. But you have, you know, several of our Philadelphia Eagles, especially C.J. Garner-Johnson, who the Saints obviously traded to the Eagles 2 years ago, and he claimed that there were some real cheap shots that should be investigated during the game, even though we won. And as far as Darius Slade Jr., you know, he took that. Now, Darius Slade Jr. put out on social media that he's okay, but some dirty play. That's the allegation here. The Saints, you know, shooting back on that and saying, no, we weren't playing dirty and giving cheap shots. But the Eagles sticking with us saying, yeah, you did.
Yeah, and the Saints have a history of that as well with the Bounty Gate. So
nasty boys. Mm-hmm. So sponsored by Indeed. Need to hire? You need Indeed. They're all in one platform helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct those virtual interviews right from their website. Just visit Indeed.com/credit. Thank you, Indeed, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Get to this winner here in a second, but we do have, in regards to your first story, there's new timeline details. This is according to the Post-Millennial, where they are saying, as of this morning it has been released, that the Secret Service was informed of Crooks 27 minutes before shots were fired in Butler, PA, and Trump was told never to get off of the stage. Let me just read you these two or three paragraphs. Let me grab our movie clip winner here. The U.S. Senate report on the Trump assassination attempt by Thomas Matthew Crooks in Butler, PA on July 13th was released on Wednesday morning, which is today, and it reveals, as Senator Richard Blumenthal warned it would, shocking security failures. You remember, we played you that clip on the cut sheet maybe a week ago where he said you're going to be blown away by this, and the shocking security failures of the Secret Service. That agency knew that Crooks was on the building for 27 minutes ahead of the attempt on Trump's life, which killed one man and injured others. They say the following details. At approximately 5:45 p.m., Secret Service personnel were notified that local law enforcement observed a suspicious person with a rangefinder near the AGR building. 7 minutes later, by 5:52 p.m., at least 8 Secret Service personnel had been informed. Approximately 2 minutes before shots were fired, the report reads, the findings of the report list 12 key points of complete and total failure, where Secret Service should have taken action to protect the president and take out the shooter and completely failed to do so. I'm going to retweet it, and they go through the 12 points in this report. But I just want to highlight that 27 minutes. So most people have not given me any pushback on the air or on social media of my belief that this was allowed to happen and an inside job. So I feel even, and I don't take pride in feeling more vindicated because it makes me sick to my stomach, to be honest. But if you don't believe that this was a setup, then you have to explain to me how the Secret Service of the United States of America, whose sole mission when they are in the presence of a current or former president is to protect that person's life at all costs, could go 27 minutes, then allow a shot to go off that clips his ear, and if not for intuition, pure luck, divine intervention, the man upstairs, whatever you believe in, whatever you want to call it, came that close. If he doesn't turn his head, he is dead today. 27 minutes. I rest my case.
I imagine there are a lot of Americans looking at this, and it's it's actually, to me, it's horrifying to actually digest the words that you just said, that people would not trust those surrounding a president or former president.
Yep.
And that, I think it's just, you have to take that in for a moment. And I hate to think that because, you know, we all have trust in our institutions previously. And now this is a time in our country where, for many different reasons, post pandemic, I think a lot of Americans are trying to grapple with this and wrap their brains around the fact that either you think this was just complete incompetency, which is what most people are saying, that they were incompetent. I think a lot of others are saying, no, they just said, let's let something happen. It's all, either way you look at it, it's horrifying.
I agree.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
On a busy day in which Joe Biden will be on The View, Kamala Harris will do a one-on-one pre-recorded interview on MSNBC, and Trump will, I don't know, hit golf balls, continue touring the country, doing rallies, being shot at, who knows? Let's find out what Stalker has left over for a Wednesday edition of The Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on The Cut Sheet?
I do. Starting with cut five here, Phil. Yesterday, Joe Biden gave his final address to the United Nations. It was the United Nations, right, Don?
Yes.
Yeah.
New York.
Talking about how he faced a very tough decision over the summer. Very tough decision in order to pass the reins to Kamala Harris. Cut five, Phil, go.
This summer, I faced a decision whether to seek a second term as president. It was a difficult decision. Being president has been the honor of my life. There's so much more I want to get done. As much as I love the job, I love my country more. I decided after 50 years of public service, it's time for a new generation of leadership to take my nation forward.
Cover that. Why would you even cover that?
So bad.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity. Okay? Yeah.
Why would you talk about how I held a gun to your head and forced you out, sir?
I was just going to say, Nancy Pelosi has a word for you, doesn't she?
Joe acts like he's in a relay race at a track and field event where he just handed off the baton to Kamala saying, I've ran my 250 yards. Bring it on home, baby. Not so much.
He also talks about the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, saying it was the right decision. Cut 10, Phil, go.
We need to end the era of war that began on 9/11. As Vice President to President Obama, he asked me to work to wind down the military operations in Iraq. And we did, painful as it was. When I came to office as President, Afghanistan had replaced Vietnam as America's longest war. I was determined to end it, and I did. It was a hard decision, but the right decision. Four American presidents had faced that decision, but I was determined not to leave it to the fifth. It was a decision accompanied by tragedy. 13 brave Americans lost their lives, along with hundreds of Afghans, in a suicide bomb. I think those lost lives, I think them every day. Who's next?
You're not next anymore, sir. Wow. You know what's amazing to me is I, with all of the veterans that have come out and spoken about how awful that withdrawal was and how much of a botched disaster it was, you notice, at least to my knowledge, I haven't seen it on social media. We haven't talked about it on the show. We haven't played it on a cut sheet segment. I haven't seen one veteran, one military member come out with a rebuttal to the way people have covered the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Like, usually there's other people that give you pushbacks. Well, it didn't necessarily go down that way. It wasn't this bad, or it was actually... Nobody has come to the defense or the aid of Joe with that decision.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some voicemails, shall
we? Yeah, what do we got on the old voicemail machine here?
Let me just fire this up here.
Fake Ozzy.
The old voicemail machine.
Uh-oh, the hamsters aren't running in the wheel.
There we go.
Just real quick, remember that House panel recently advanced the contempt resolution against Blinken over Afghanistan.
Oh.
Just to update that.
Okay.
Duty!
Man. What have we created? What have we started?
Duty, duty.
What have we started?
My duty as a host is to leave the remnants of what I say percolating in your brain throughout the remainder of the day.
Gotcha.
And if I can accomplish that through...
Duty.
I've done my duty.
All right.
Okay. Just for instance, I heard about the TikTok. I registered to vote in high school. I was 52. I'm 52 years old. I registered right after I turned 17. They took us all into the auditorium and had all the boys, you know, start to fill out their selected service forms. And this, they said that was an opportunity to register to vote. So all our registrations were in prior to us turning 18. They didn't endorse anybody, but we did register in high school at 17 prior to our 18th birthday. I think it was 6 months out. They did it like April, June, near the end of the year of our junior years. If you were 17, they brought you into a room to register.
But I think the issue was that this mother took issue because they were telling her who to vote
who
for.
Who to vote for on top of it.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask that individual that left that voicemail, and if you don't know what we're talking about, it was a mom and her daughter, 17 years old. I think it was Pittsburgh, you said. They posted a video with the screenshots and talking about the school pulling the girl out, getting her to register at 17, and influencing her who to vote for. Like, I would like to know what the timeline is. Is she turning 18 tomorrow, next week, 6 months from now?
I think she said October 5th.
Yeah. Okay.
So it is before, so she... And by the way, there were, I think that mom went to the school, did a whole series of things. So I think the mom is a legit mom because she's confronting people at the school.
Good. And she has every right to do so.
Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. Oh, Haitians just ate my cat.
Meow.
Captured it, murdered it, beat it up.
Oh, no.
Hit it with a baseball bat.
Oh, man.
Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. Haitians just ate my cat.
Meow.
Illegal alien fancy feast. Bellies are getting fat. So delicious.
Meow.
So nutritious.
Meow.
I'm suspicious.
Meow.
I think my cocker spaniel's next. Kamala, 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 Kamala.
I was a little concerned.
Just ate my cat.
Meow.
Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. You're a no good Democrat.
Wow. Very nice.
Meow is the best.
Whoever,
pretend Ozzy.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to say, whoever that is that does the singing parodies, if you stick around to listen to see if we play it, which we do, call in one day. I'm just curious to know, like, where you record those from.
They're
like,
great.
Is that on work hours?
They're great. They're absolutely great. They're absolutely great. Obviously, there's no proof that these people are eating cats, but it's just funny. He's talking about the... news stories out there.
So God. Right, we need Ozzy in here.
Oh, no.
No, we out of time?
We need to break. Yeah.
All right, we'll come back today in music history. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Guys, a tour is coming through here.
Oh, no.
If you're watching right now on YouTube, you can see it too. We're like caged animals.
Yes.
Or like in a zoo.
I'm like that lion, but don't come in here because I might bite you.
Look at watching on YouTube, you can see all the people just parading by Dawn and I.
Oh, that's how they do that thing called a radio show.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is Kale and Company. You probably don't want to be listening to this if you're if you have sensitive ears.
That's right. But look, first, they can't hear us because they don't play our station in the hallway anyway, so they just see us talking through glass windows.
No, we just have to hear Luke Combs every other song.
Yeah, or the Backstreet Boys as I'm in the bathroom releasing my coffee. All right, let's get to today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, September 25th. We celebrate the birthday of Richie Edwards, former bassist for The Darkness, who's 50. We lost arguably the greatest drummer of all time, John Bonham, on this day in 80.
Oh, man.
And yes, of course, Neil Peart would be on my short list. Singles include Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers in 73. All I Can Do by the Cars in 79. Peace Trained by Cat Stevens in 71. And Get Off of My Cloud by the Stones in 65. Albums include X by INXS in 90. The Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears in 89. Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace by the Foo Fighters in 2007. Volume 4 or Snowblind by Black Sabbath in 72. And Denim and Leather by Saxon in 1981. Also in 90, Dave Grohl becomes a new drummer for Nirvana. In 2020, Van Morrison releases a song, Born to be Free, where he protests COVID lockdown measures. In 70, the Partridge Family premieres on TV. And in 82, Queen made a guest appearance on SNL. But lastly, on this day in 2017, Tom Petty played his final concert at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. as he sadly dies a week later. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lomquist.
All right, Philip. Thank you very much. Great work. As always, stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. It's going to be a busy news cycle, so stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., as John Fetterman would say.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.